kid.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to show Pharaoh who's I am and what I am.
Yeah.
I am that I am. I'm going to deliver. Somebody need delivering this morning. Somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody need a touch from the Lord. If you think that you need to turn your face to the rock and say, Lord, remember help. Lord, I heard that you's a way maker. I heard that you's a bridge over troubled waters. I heard that you is the and moment stuff. And y'all, I heard Moses was in the spirit one day. And the Bible says in the 18th chapter in the 15th verse, he saw the coming of the Lord. He said, there's a prophet that's going to come and sit down the street and go on.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
theme, Building on a Solid Foundation. Amen. We want to read that scripture that's in our program. Amen. All right, let's read. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Building your house on a rock. Amen. I'm so glad to see Mother Judy sitting over there. Y'all give her a hand. Amen. Those who are present in the house, those that's on the Zoom line, we have in church. I'm enjoying myself. Amen. And they got me down to preach, so I'm going to do my best. And we'll prepare for, amen, the closing condition at 3 o'clock this evening of the men's fellowship. But before I do that, amen, Ella Taylor, would you stand to your feet? Amen. This is the man that's in charge of the brotherhood. They don't know how. He don't know how to quit. Amen. He's with us 9:30 just about every morning. Amen. In prayer. From Monday morning to through Saturday morning. Would y'all give Ella Jerry Taylor a big hand for me this time? Amen. A man who loves God. A man who will do all that he can to further the church. Amen. To move it forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. He don't know when to quit. Amen. And his wife who stands by his side know, amen, that she is there every step of the way with his pastor. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Don't look at me funny. I got some backup. Amen. And that is Ella Jerry Taylor. Now, don't nobody get jealous because we got some other preachers in here. We got some deacons in here. Amen. But I just wanted to give him his flowers today. Elder Jerry Taylor. Amen. Came all the way from Baton Rouge. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the word. I don't want to keep you too long. Amen. Building your house. Y'all going to pray for me? Building your house on a rock. And drawing his concluding illustrations of the two foundations, Jesus began with the word, therefore, one, the basis of all that has taught and illustrated. He concluded that all who both hear and do his sayings shall be saved. Amen. Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to do his will? Don't you want to follow Jesus? Don't you want to hear him speak to you every now and then? Do you want him to guide your path? Yes. Amen. As a great master counselor, Jesus reminded who both hear and do his sayings shall be saved. As a great master counselor, Jesus reminded his listeners that hearing this message alone would not change his life. He must both hear and do what Jesus has said. We know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Is that right? If that is right, then why don't we obey? I wish I had time. The elements of the closing illustration are drawn from the simplicity of nature itself, i.e., the rock, the rain, and the wind. I'm going to say that one more time. these elements of nature itself, the rock, the rain, and the winds. The man whose house collapsed was as fruit, not because he failed to labor, but because he did not lay the proper foundation. It is vital that you lay the proper foundation. The shifting sand represents human opinion and the doctrines of men as opposed to these sayings. The entire Sermon on the Mount is addressed to believers and presupposed faith in Jesus, the Messiah. And Lord have mercy, we had a good time with that this morning in Sunday school. The works done by the believer are not based on himself, but on the rock who ultimately is Jesus Christ himself. 1 Corinthians, amen, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it reads thusly, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our Father were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat." I just might preach today. "And did all drink the same spiritual drink. But the drink of that spiritual rock had followed them, and that rock was." Anybody know who it was? That rock was Jesus. Somebody just said Jesus. Come on, say it like you mean it. Jesus. All right. We're moving on. Amen. "Thus, when we finished the discourse, the people were astonished. Amazement engulfed the audience. The outstanding feature of his teaching was his authority, meaning the divine approval and authoritative contrast with which he delivered his message." Amen. Such straightforward preaching based on the depth of one's life was in direct contrast to that of the scribes, who were the copyists of the law and the theologians of their day. Them folks just would not leave Jesus alone. Amen. Jesus had a hard time fooling with the scribes and the Pharisees. They thought they knew more than Jesus. They thought they were smarter than a fifth grader. They thought they could tell Jesus what to do and what not to do. Amen. They had to rely on tradition for their authority, whereas Christ was his own authority. I got to move. "Remember when the people said they wanted some good drinking water." That would be back there, amen, praise the Lord, in Numbers, amen, where the people was complaining. First they wanted, amen, they was tired of eating that white stuff, so they wanted some meat. And God sent fish. And my Bible tells me they ate it until it ran out their nose. Now, amen, they want water. Amen. Well, God told Brother Moses to take the rod from before the Lord and gather the people. And I want you and your brother Aaron, amen, to speak to the rock. Y'all listen to this very carefully now. Speak to the rock that is before your eyes, and it shall give you water. Speak to the rock, and out of the rock is going to come drinking water. Moses and Aaron went part of the way with God. Moses took the rod from before the Lord. Moses and Aaron gathered the people before the rock. And Moses said unto them, listen very carefully. "Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" When Moses, amen, then smote the rock, hit it twice, and the water came out abundantly. Oh, my God. But God was not pleased with that. God told Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not do what I told you to do, and you didn't do it the way I told you to do, you will not bring the people into the land I have promised. And unto this day, amen, they have not found the body of Moses. He disappeared, amen. My sisters and brothers, you have to be careful, amen, that you do not anger God. I'm almost through. Do what God has told you to do and do it the way he told you to do it. Don't come up, amen, with your own process. Amen. Some of the people think they're a little smarter than God. God tell you to do something one way, and they're going to do it another way. Hello, somebody. Amen. I wasn't trying to do it different from God, but I just taken the shortcut. Shortcuts can get you in trouble. Huh? Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better learn how to do what the Lord said do. Say what the Lord say. Tell you to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you will be blessed. Amen. Do what God has told you to do and everything will be all right. And not if you don't, you might have to pay the price. Amen. And you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. Is that right? I know I don't. Amen. I want to do what God wants me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if I make a mistake, I'm quick to say, Lord, please forgive me. Try me one more time. I'm going to do my best to get it right this time. Can I get a witness out there? Amen. I believe we got some warriors out there that just want to do what God wants them to do and do it right. Somebody say amen. Jesus is a rock. I'm closing. In a weary land. And he is a shelter in the time of storm. Anybody been in a storm? I've been in a few storms. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been in a storm where, amen, the rain was coming so hard, amen, I couldn't see my hand before my face. I've been in some storms. But all storms are not rain. Lord, help me preach. Hallelujah. Some storms, amen, praise the Lord, is problems in your own home. Sometimes, amen, praise the Lord, the storm is, amen, that boy didn't come home last night. Somebody, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, it was that daughter crawling in the window at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to preach in the house. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. Mother Judy and I, amen, she may not say anything about it, but we know about that. Amen. It wasn't no one of our daughters, so don't be looking at Sister Diaz strange. Amen. We got a lot of children, honey. Amen. And this one young lady, amen, she loved her some Mother Judy. Amen. And she would not go home. She would not go home. She would not go home. But she found a way to crawl in through the window of our house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Let me see the hands of those that's leaning and depending on Jesus. Raise that hand. Amen. Don't forget that he is that rock that never give away. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our chief cornerstone. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to stay with Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, because Jesus Christ himself wrapped himself in, good God Almighty, amen, praise the Lord, in flesh, he wrapped himself in flesh and came into this world, amen, praise the Lord, and he suffered on yonder's cross. He opened blind eyes. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He did so many wonderful things. But the time came, amen, when we'll be celebrating next Sunday evening, amen, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ decided it's time that I get out of here. It's time that I go to my Father. He got the brothers together and marched down the streets, amen, praise the Lord, and they dropped flowers on the road, and Jesus Christ went on down the road. I see him now sitting in the house with the fathers, amen, with the disciples, amen, praise the Lord, and they broke bread together, and Jesus Christ told them, I'm not going to be with you long. It's about time for me to check out of here, amen, praise the Lord, and so he broke bread with him, and after he broke bread, got up. Y'all better stay with me on this one. Got up, got a basin, got a towel, wrapped it around himself, stooped down and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he got to Peter, he said, no, I can't let you do it. Jesus said, "But I can't wash your feet, you can't be my disciple." Peter said, "Don't just wash my feet. Lord, help me, help me. Don't just wash my feet, but put water all over me. Every now and then, Brother Stoudemire, you want Jesus to just wash you, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me, clean me up, make a new creature out of me. Forgive me my sins. Help me to do your will, Lord. If you help me, Lord, I'll do what you tell me to say. If you help me, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. If you help me, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do." Somebody shout glory. Come on and say yes. Amen. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. You do have a choice. I say you do have a choice. Watch this. If you backslide, your soul is lost. But if you come to Jesus, he will forgive you. He'll set your feet on solid ground. Somebody need to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. The rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
This has been